Blog Talk Radio.
Encouraging an awareness and oneness for the fulfillment of your soul's purpose in this lifetime, knowing that all is well and that universal love is the answer, this is Dr. Michael's Mystical Wisdom. And welcome back, everybody, to Dr. Michael Icke's Mystical Wisdom. Our topic for this week is those secret formulas. But first, let's take a few moments to go inward by practicing an affirmative scientific prayer. I sit in the light of God's power and love, leaning back into the light of peace, love, joy, harmony, higher intelligence, wisdom, and creativity. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. There is no place where God is not. Therefore, where I am, God is. Where I am, love is. If everything is love, if all is good, then life is for me, not against me. Even now, I radiate out perfect health. I radiate out perfect mind. I radiate out peace, love, joy, harmony, and prosperity now and forevermore. And this radiation, this personal, non-personal atmosphere, this broadcast that I'm silently sending out, is starting a chain reaction of prosperity and peace. Those on the other side of the world, indeed, and other dimensions and galaxies, can feel and be this love simultaneously. I am so grateful for this knowing, for this conspiring for me and others of the perfection of the good of God and the universe now and forevermore. I release this word, which is the law, letting it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Be back.
For more than a decade, Dr. Michael Leckie has written and produced more than 33 books, an oracle deck, CDs, and DVDs of a metaphysical nature or spiritual nature designed to improve the quality of your life and inspire the evolution of your soul in this lifetime. Check out Dr. Michael Leckie's website at www.drmichaelleckie.com.
Those secret formulas. The following is from my book, Speaking Thoughts into Existence, and is from the chapter called Pitfalls to Manifesting. Manifesting isn't all money, love, houses, and cars. To do a demonstration or materialization or manifestation first of the healing kind is what is most desired. In fact, as already stated, this was the original intention of scientific prayer affirmative meditative mind treatments. Work first towards proclaiming with faith, belief, and determination that a person is healed of a particular ailment or disease, and then have it happen. If that's not happening, you're not doing it right. Either you don't have enough faith, or you don't feel worthy yourself of perfect health, you haven't cleaned up enough karma, and or you haven't connected with your higher self, becoming one with the infinite mind. Try again. I guarantee you that if you first try to manifest things to benefit yourself and you actually succeed, unless that was meant to be or that the idea came from the mind of God, then it will eventually disappear or you will lose it. I know, because that all happened to me. Another story or two. When I was working at Reflections Books in Coquitlam as a psychic reader 10 or so years ago, I got all caught up in The Secret, which is a DVD and a book that a co-worker turned me on to. What is The Secret, I thought to myself, that everyone is talking about? Turns out it had to do with the law of attraction, a very real metaphysical law as previously outlined, but I have to admit at the time it sounded airy-fairy New Agey to me. Harmless enough, I thought. Let's give it a go. So I borrowed a bootleg copy of The Secret from Grace to watch, to determine whether or not I wanted to actually buy a real copy. Let me tell you, it completely changed my life that evening. The relatively high production values, cinematography, and interviews with people with DD after their name as well as Doctor preceding their names seemed to add credibility to the whole thing. Although it had an air of romanticism to it, it also had the ability to lift me up, to take me to a place I haven't been to in years. I didn't realize this was part of the process, lifting one's vibration so high. One becomes one with God, therefore whatever is in one's mind becomes real. This is an example of the law of correspondence or equivalence, together with the law of magnetic attraction and the law of cause and effect, duplicating what is coming from the mind of God. Powerful stuff. Way more powerful than I realized at the time. Again, I didn't know what I was dealing with spiritually, and that I was dealing with the spiritual laws that are real. What an amazing introduction to new thought and metaphysics The Secret is, and which took me on the path to eventually earning my bachelor's, master's, and 3 doctorates. However, I didn't realize at the time that I was like a child playing with a loaded gun. In short order, I manifested new leather couches and even a brand new car. Readings kept coming to me in abundance, so I was never short on cash. One day, I did find myself needing to put an extra $20 to cover a payment. I was to get paid the following week and needed the cash right now. This is how that $20 manifested. I realized that I had misplaced my car keys to my new Jeep. Yes, I succeeded manifesting a second vehicle, by the way. I looked and looked around the house to no avail. I even pulled up the cushions of those new second-hand leather couches, and voila, a wallet. Feverishly, I opened the wallet to find the ID of a Japanese exchange student from years ago, long gone, I was sure. But in this wallet as well was Japanese yen, foreign currency of which I had no idea of the value. Something inside me said to run across the street to my bank and ask about this money. It turned out to be equal in value to the $20 I needed exactly. No more, no less. The universe was again working its magic. I immediately deposited it, thus covering the amount. My car keys, conveniently sitting on top of the compartment between my Jeep seat and the door, the universe causing the search so that I'd find the $20. I was floored again, riding high this wave of abundance and manifestation, which I attributed to The Secret and the law of attraction. Several clients healed themselves of mental strain and poverty as a result of my passion about The Secret, which I led them to buy. Issues of love were again solved by my leading clients to The Secret. My enthusiasm would soon wane for this miracle of prosperity and abundance, this doorway to success and happiness. Without too much thinking, I kept on manifesting, for some reason, wanting to trade in my beloved Jeep for something bigger and flashier, a luxurious Dodge Ram turbocharged truck. This flashy red monster set me back my Jeep, which I had to turn in, and $800, a monthly payment on top of the third car, which I manifested for my wife, and all of those monthly payments. I was starting to feel pressure that I
had not felt in years since the days of my first bankruptcy, whose energy still felt familiar to me. I believe it was this remembering of poverty energy in my mind that began to co-create it for real, as opposed to my newly remembered abundance, prosperity energy. It's not that one is stronger than the other, merely present. In short time, I went from prosperity and abundance to bankruptcy again, all caused because I didn't step in to take a breath and meditate. Had I not rushed into these payments frantically, but asked for a day to think about it and breathe and meditate, I'm sure I would have avoided all of that financial trouble. Nonetheless, like the story of the lost keys, this bankruptcy resulted in us clearing away all debts, thereby living debt-free. Burdenless, we continued to thrive, living within our means and not owing a cent. We got to keep one car and did successfully pay it off. This is just one example of misusing a mindless spiritual principle. It wasn't karma, it wasn't retribution, merely not thinking or using common God-given sense and meditating to avoid trouble. This is the thing. The secret, the law of attraction, and all the other spiritual laws cannot teach you to be smart. It won't encourage you to use your intuition. It won't help you to avoid life. It is not some magic wand that will suddenly make everything right. In the words of Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, and I was shirking my duty of responsibility and solemnly honoring those great gifts from the universe, these great spiritual principles. No more, no less. In the wise words of Thomas Tusser, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Source is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Source is everywhere. There is no place Source is not. Therefore, where we are, Source is. Source is peace, love, joy, harmony, creativity, higher intelligence, wisdom, and just as the sunbeam is an extension of the sun, so too are we. Just as the waves upon the ocean are individualized extensions, expressions of the whole ocean, so too are we, perfect, whole individualizations of Mother, Father, God. We already are perfect in the mind of the universe, as the mind of the universe is perfect within us. Right here and right now, in this energy of pure perfection that we are one with, we affirm and we declare that whatever is put out is mirrored back to us, for we are one with the all. An exterior face of love and joy and of bliss reflects our feeling and extension and expression of love, joy, and bliss. We know not where the looking glass begins nor ends. We simply are. And we attract to us only creativity, only peace, love, and joy. For that is what we radiate out, now and forevermore. These words are the law of the universe and already are in the mind of God. We let it be so. And so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. And we'll be back.
For a decade now, Dr. Michael Lecky has been presenting his online mystical and metaphysical presentations, lectures, daily meditational moments, podcasts, and now his live streaming video broadcast designed to improve the quality of your life and encourage the evolution of your soul. Join Dr. Michael Lecky's live streaming broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Facebook, and YouTube.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us this week. Be sure and join us once again next week. Until then, peace and richest blessings.
Thank you.
encouraging an awareness and oneness for the fulfillment of your soul's purpose in this lifetime, knowing that all is well and that universal love is the answer, this is Dr. Michael's Mystical Wisdom.